Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. You might not think that the weird workout videos from the 80s are art, but there's a film festival coming to Duluth that may change your mind. The Found Footage Festival. There was a time when VHS video was a new and exciting, accessible platform, and artists and filmmakers and entrepreneurs all jumped on the bandwagon to try their hand at the art of filmmaking. This produced some of the best, worst pieces of footage ever shot, edited, and put out for your viewing pleasure. And they would have been lost forever and found later in your local thrift store, except for the tireless efforts of today's guest. Today on Radio Gallery, we hear from Nick Pruer, one of the curators of the Found Footage Festival. Along with Joe Pickett, they have gathered the best of their collection of videos from the height of the VHS era. Along with commentary and laughs, it's showing Monday at Cinema 2 in Duluth.
My name is Nick Pruer, and I'm one of the curators of the Found Footage Festival, which is a film and comedy show. The Found Footage Festival is kind of a guided tour through my partner Joe Pickett and my video collection. And we find old VHS tapes at thrift stores and garage sales all around the country, estate sales. And we're looking for things that are unintentionally funny, training videos you might have had to watch at your first job, or ridiculous exercise videos. We watch all these. We pick out the parts that we find most interesting and funny, and then we put it into a show. And then we tour around to various movie theaters and music clubs and things like that all over the country and get to share our video collection. It's kind of a big show and tell.
So when you're out hunting, what do you look for?
The fun for us is sort of the thrill of the hunt. When we're on tour and when we're in Duluth, we'll be digging around in thrift stores looking for more material. And it's really fun to kind of go panning for gold there and every once in a while you find a gem.
I guess I kind of want to ask something about the content of the show.
One thing we do every year is put together an exercise video montage. And it's because those are the most common types of videos we find at thrift stores. I think, everybody's mom had an exercise video, and then you just get sick of watching it after a while, and those are the first things that end up at Goodwill or Salvation Army. And we find so many that every year we do a new one of these. And this year might be the best one. It's got, I think my favorite one in it is an exercise video from, this was made in Chicago in the 80s. It's called Tiger Moves. And it's this sort of stocky old man without a shirt. And his exercise system involves imitating a tiger. So doing claws and things like that in order to get physically fit. So you see him and then they superimpose a tiger against the moves that he's doing. And I'm not sure if it worked, but the guy's in pretty decent shape.
Let me just ask, how long have you been doing this? And what incarnation would this be?
This year is actually the 10th anniversary of our show. We started touring with our show in 2004. And then every about year and a half, we have enough material from being on the road to put together a new show. So this is volume 7 of the show, and it's all new. But also being the 10-year anniversary, we get a little nostalgic. So we're actually delving even deeper into some of our earliest finds and playing footage we've never shown before from those earliest videotapes. So you're going to get some new spins on some of our favorite finds, but then just a ton of new stuff. And I think the biggest selling point of the show is that it's stuff you can't see anywhere else. It's not online, and you can't pull it up on your phone. So that's pretty rare in this day and age to have unique footage that you can enjoy only in the way it's meant to be enjoyed, which I think is in a theater projected on a big screen.
Again, the Found Footage Festival shows in Duluth at Cinema 2 on Superior Street in Duluth on Monday, August 11th at 8 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Lisa Demyanov. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.